This programming sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their variety of life insurance options and annuity or retirement plans is available at relevantradio.com, keyword COF.
The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Talk radio for Catholic life to start your day.
Morning Air
on Relevant Radio. With Glenn Leverenz, here's your host, John Harper.
Good morning. It's 5 minutes after the hour, and this is Tuesday, November 7th, 2017. Coming up in this hour of Morning Air, Archbishop Jerome Listecki from Milwaukee on how an experience when he was in the third grade gave him a lifelong lesson about humility and the saints. Also this morning, building a business for the common good and personal profit. Can it be done? Plus, Father Rocky is here on our Tuesday edition of Go Ask Your Father to answer your questions of faith. But we begin this day by offering it to our Father and invite you to join us in prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we offer you our prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart in union with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world for the salvation of souls, the reparation of sins, the reunion of all Christians, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father this month. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We begin Morning Air today focusing on hope. Our hope as individuals, our hope as a Catholic Church community, our hope as Americans. That hope's been shattered recently with the events in Las Vegas and, of course, last Sunday where 28 souls perished in Texas.
I just can't keep thinking that, you know, that could have been my kids there. I've got six kids and one on the way. I just can't imagine it been, you know, been there.
That church is my family. And there's so many that are gone.
A lot of people just put the guard down. Well, it can't never happen here. No, it can't. It happened here in this little town where everybody knows everybody.
First thing that went through my mind today when I heard about all this was go to my friend's house, comfort their family. We're all here for each other. We all love each other so deeply.
Many of you have asked why God allows evil in the world. Well, he doesn't. You know that we're seeing the effects of original sin in these heinous acts. Nonetheless, they can put a dent in our hope. Let's talk about that and how we must love and hope today and always cling to that hope. For many of us, it is that last thread. Father Carl Pieber is the International Director of the Miraculous Medal Association. He's joining us live from Philadelphia. Father Carl, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, John?
We're doing well. No matter how strong our faith foundation is, that hope takes a real hit when we see what happened in Texas. And, of course, this string of senseless violence that sadly has dominated the headlines over the last several weeks. And you can see why, even if we do have our feet firmly planted in our relationship with our Father, that we can be rocked. What do you do about that?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Well, what I'm going to tell you to do about that is not going to make any sense to you. But then again, sometimes we just have to make the leap. You know, if you want to really do something about that and strengthen your faith, go give yourself to somebody. You know, like go help the poor. Go get in a bread line and start serving food. Get in touch with God, and that's how you're going to do it. And the more you do it, the more others will do it. And the other thing is get some courage, for gosh sakes. Nobody is going to kill you for saying, why don't you go to church? Or, listen, come with me and let's go help somebody. The reason I'm saying that is both of those will put you in touch with God the Father. And God the Father is hope. And that's the only way when you get in touch with God that you can restore your hope. I take all the examples from the saints, every one of the saints, gave themselves constantly to some other or helping the poor or to God the Father as a hermit or a contemplative or something, but they totally gave up all control. And until we learn how to do that, everything is going to threaten us. And secondly, the plan of salvation of God is so far beyond our understanding, we can't get it. And that's That's what you're talking about. When this plan is going on every day, every second of our lives, and things like this happen, we say, how can this be in the plan of God? How can this be? And all of a sudden we realize we're the Blessed Mother standing at the foot of the cross saying, how can this be in the plan of God? He came here to help people and to save them, and now he's totally humiliated, totally destroyed, nothing's left. How can this be in the plan of God? And we don't get it, and we're probably not going to get it, but we go on just like the Blessed Mother. She didn't say, I curse you, God, you're awful. She said, no, I accept and I help. I give myself to others. And she did that, and so that is what we're called to do. Now, it is absolutely devastating, but you see God at work already. Just in that little snippet that you played on the radio, first thing she did is she went over and consoled her neighbors, her friends who were in that church. And that's what we're called to do. I'm called to get active and to call others. We're so quiet about our faith in God. We love it. We tell Mary and God the Father and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, and we tell them how much we love them. And we say, well, then why don't you tell others? You know, it's the same thing about going to church. We tell people, oh, yes, yes, you should go to church. But we don't tell anybody. We don't invite anybody. Do you ever think some people may not go to church because they just don't feel welcome or they don't feel comfortable there? And if they go with somebody, they might. And so I encourage everyone to get out and say a good word to somebody. Thank you is a start, but you got to go more there. Say a good word. Say a Christ word. Say a Jesus word. Say a Mary word, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, you're going to see that it is in giving that we receive that great thing. But this tragedy in Texas certainly shakes our hope. It shakes everything we're doing. You know, you could be some of our more dedicated, saintly people. Go out there, and you think of the tragedies going on, and yet you think of all the saints that we're living through. John Paul II, Mother Teresa, all these saints that we have lived with in our lives, and yet what was their message? Their message was help each other. Go to the poor. Go to the abandoned. Help people. We cannot do anything on our own, but we can do everything with God.
It's okay to hurt. It's okay to grieve.
It's okay
to
hurt, yes.
But you got to get back in the game real fast.
Yes, yes. I lost my sister September 12th, this past September. It was devastating. Devastating, but my goodness. And you know, nobody and nothing can take away or stop the grief. We learn to live with it, and yes, we miss my sister, we miss our loved ones, we learn to live with it, but we get back. We keep doing. We don't let death be the final word of my sister's life.
Mm-hmm.
The final word of my sister's life is she was a happy, wonderful woman, and I grew up with her, and I was blessed to be with her, and I tell everybody about how wonderful she was, only so that they can be wonderful, too.
Right,
see?
Right.
And so that's the last word. But there's no doubt about it when we hear it. Boy, are we knocked on our feet, you know, off our feet. It's just an amazing things that happen. And it's why, you know, we always want to say why, and why leads to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not why, you know, and why does God allow evil? God doesn't allow evil. We're the ones that keep perpetrating the evil. He's
right.
Trying to sanctify it, which is an amazing event. You watch how much good comes from this evil. Not that God planned the evil to have the good. That's wrong. But from every evil, God sanctifies it. God overcomes it. Just like God overcame death on the cross. It was so wonderful. You could kill this man, and he was good. He was full of God. He was the Son of God, and he rose from the dead as a human too. And so no matter what you do evilly, I, God, am the ruler and conqueror of all and will overcome it and turn it into good. And I have seen more good come from evil than I can believe, than even the evil itself. Right. It will bring that town together in an unbelievable way. It'll mm-hmm. bring the world together. It's all over the world, and all the world is asking questions, and how can we improve life? How can we be better? All it just keeps stimulating it, and God's doing it. Not, and I reiterate this again, don't think God lets the evil so that he can have the good.
Right.
No, 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 no. It is the evil that happens, and then God says, I'll show you, I'll turn that evil you just did into salvation.
Father Carl Pieper is joining us from Philadelphia this morning. We are trying to give some perspective of what has happened on Sunday in Texas. Of course, the recent shootings in Las Vegas and the terror that happens all over the world just a week ago today in New York City, where that car just plowed through a whole group of bikers and those who are just walking on a beautiful autumn afternoon. And we're putting that in perspective, looking at how you and I have to love today, but also clinging to hope. And how do you cling to hope when your world gets rocked? How do you hang on to hope? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. That's our brand new on-the-air number here at Relevant Radio, 888-914-9149. When your hope gets rocked in your life, how do you focus on Jesus? What do you do? 888-914-9149 as we continue with Father Carl Pieper. Time now is 16 after. This is Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. After the hour, good morning. It's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. John Harper, Glenn Leverins, our Tuesday edition of Go Ask Your Father with Father Rocky, answering your questions of faith. That's coming up later on this morning on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Right now, we're talking about hope that gets rocked when we see what happened in Texas, the terror attack in New York City a week ago, what happened in Las Vegas, the terrorism that happens around the world. You say, why would God allow that? Of course, it's original sin. He's not allowing it. It's original sin that has brought the evil into our world. But by the same token, we have hope. You and I have hope. And it's that hope, that strength that we have in the foundation of our Catholic faith that gets us through this. We're talking about it with Father Carl Pieper this morning, the International Director of the Miraculous Medal Association. You were talking about the death of your sister just 1 month after that. On October 12th, my mom went home to the Lord. And I was blessed to be able to be there and hold her hand. And it was, I've never really talked about this on the radio at this juncture. There was a great deal of hope that she gave me because her motto was, you get up in the morning, one foot in front of the other, and you use what God gave you to help somebody else. And I've heard that for as long as I can remember. And now I live that. I've lived that. But now I really live that because as she left this life, I knew that it was her first day in her eternal life. What a tremendous gift to give to somebody. We'll all get that. We hope we'll get that. Speaking of hope, what a tremendous gift to have for someone who gave the gifts that God gave her to somebody else, Father Carl.
Yeah, I'm just edified by her phrase of life to live by. One foot in front of the other to help someone else. Boy, there's so much wisdom in that. Your mother was brilliant in grace. That's what I call it, brilliant in God's wisdom. You see, only one foot in front of the other. You know, nothing big. Don't talk about a marathon, all that. Just one foot in front of the other. One little act today. You know, we are as adults and we have faith and we go to church. How do you deal with children when they hear this? You know, I don't know how young, but, you know, certainly 8th graders, 12, 13, 14-year-olds, they know what's going on. They hear this. And do they say, oh, I'd get a gun and shoot them? And you go, well, mm-hmm. wait, maybe there's something else we can do. What more can we do besides try to erase it with an eraser on the blackboard? That ain't going to work because somebody will come up and write some more graffiti, you see. So how can we approach it? And that opens a wonderful dialogue with your children at right. the moment. John, you have children, don't you, or Glenn?
No, somebody? No, no. I am...
I'm single. You talk about...
Oh, you're blessed.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know,
yes.
I remember from when I was like 9 or 10 years old, I would show my mom and dad and say, that's the house I'm going to live in. I'm going to have 3 children. I had it all planned out when I was 9 or 10.
Yes.
God had a completely different route for me.
Yes. I wanted to be a train engineer or a fireman. Well, here I am. I'm putting out fires, all right, and I'm leading people, but in totally different ways. And that's the way God works. And that's hope.
Yeah, definitely.
See, we don't know that kind of hope.
And speaking to that, Father Carl, because...
to learn.
Exactly. Yeah. And learning, that's an important key because one of our callers who had to leave the automobile and is now listening on the app at work wanted to know what we can do to raise our kids in a God-loving, fearing, that's a good thing, home so that this evil doesn't become more pervasive.
Yes. And I think the first thing is, of course, you talk to them and then you tell them. Things like, you know, God is always here with you. And you're here with us, and we're here together as a community, as God's church, as God's love. And so, no matter what evil comes, God will sanctify it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the thing. Secondly, we're, of course, going to protect you from any and all kinds of evil. But my dear child... going into the world, you yourself are going to have to take precautions, and maybe sometimes you will not be able to save yourself physically or won't be able to avoid physically all evils, you see. But that never means that the evil will overcome your spirit.
Right.
You see, these people are probably all in heaven. These are martyrs. You know, in the very practical sense of the word. And you're saying, that's so short-sighted to think that the world is the only place to live. We're really put here for another reason.
Mm-hmm.
But we are so centered on ourselves and our iPhones and our gizmos and gadgets, and I'm the center of the world, and I need to be soothed and comforted. Get over it.
Well, we become, to look at last Sunday's readings, we become selfie Pharisees.
Yes, exactly. Telling others what to do, but not doing it ourselves.
Right.
We become just so engrossed in our pleasures and our happiness and say, oh, yes, you should do this.
And Father Carl Pieber, as you talk about heaven here at 23 After the Hour, and we look at hope, which certainly gets rocked with some of the headlines that we have, and certainly the tragedy in Texas is front and center in one of those instances where hope is rocked. We're in the month of November, the month of All Saints. We can look to heaven and the saints. We're not here. We ain't doing this by ourselves. We've got
the
saints
point.
We can plug into.
Yeah, does any of this remind us that our home is in heaven? I think so much of it, the reason why we're so down, depressed, and overcome is because we think our end is here. We think this life is wonderful. Well, it's not. The best life is in heaven.
Right.
That's where we're supposed to be going. Union with God the Father. You know, Jesus just, there's not one word we wouldn't want with Jesus. When he spoke of the Father, it was heaven. Go to the Gospels and hear him talk. The Father and I are one. That's a unity which makes us skyrocket. It's just gorgeous, and we hope for that. Now, we don't want to get there tragically. We want to get there like your mother or my sister or anything like that. But on the other hand, when we see tragedy, we know these people were praying and in church and doing it for a good, and so we can gasp hope for that and thank them for reorienting our life again to look above, to see our Father as the home.
And there's a definition of hope, is that you and I today can make a little piece of heaven possible, small h, for somebody else. You and I can do that.
Absolutely.
We've got that power. We have that within us today. God's
what a
given
great
us
power.
God's given us the gift of another day. We can, if you're hearing our voices right now with Father Carl Pieber and me and Glenn, you can do that today.
Yes. Get out there, and I always stop if I know somebody, but the people waiting for a bus, God love them. They just endure patience, everything, you know. And pray for them. Say a word of prayer for them. And do something. Yes, go to church. Go to somebody, goodwill. Go to a friend. You know how many people are at home, sitting at home alone? Call them on the phone, for heaven's sake. Say hello. And do something more. Reach out and grab somebody and praise God together. And that'll get you hope. It'll get you all kinds of hope. You'll be standing on top of the world because you'll be like God the Father, who gives himself totally to us all day long in every moment of our lives. And we can't understand it. We're overwhelmed by God. If only we'd open our eyes, we could take it in. It's wonderful.
And that's not to suggest that we're sugarcoating life. It's just the opposite, because with that hope, with sharing your gifts with somebody else, when our own personal lives get rocked a little bit, you really see the power of that hope within you. You hear the voice of God helping you out. You can cope with whatever God is giving you at that point in time, whatever cross you have to carry at that point in time. He's giving you the strength to carry it. And out of that, it takes you to the next level if you're building a building to heaven, he's taking you to another story and another story after that.
What a great image. John, are you sure you're not a priest? I think every once in a while you're a wisdom figure.
That's the Holy Spirit. That's all the complete, 100% Holy Spirit.
We should all be listening to you, too. I mean, you're wonderful. But that's the point. It takes us to another level. We don't forget what happened, but we sanctify it. We go help those people. All the tragedies of nature that happened in Florida and Texas and Puerto Rico, are we helping them yet?
Yeah.
So many people, that 60 Minutes, on Sunday said, look at Puerto Rico. It's a disaster yet. Get out and do something about Puerto Rico, for God's sakes. But I'm telling you, nobody who's listening can ever say, there's nothing I can do.
Right.
Baloney. We can all do something.
Right.
Call a stranger, call some neighbor, call a friend, say hello.
Give them hope today.
Yes, yeah. Give them hope.
Another quick story about Mom as we wrap up. I think I was about 10 or 11 years old. It was the middle of the summertime. We lived in a neighborhood with not a lot of kids. And so as an only child, what do you do? And I remember saying to her, Mom, I'm bored. And in that perfect delivery, that you might hear on a situation comedy, she said, well, you could always pray.
Good for her.
Never forgot that.
Oh,
isn't that great? Isn't that great?
Wonderful. Yes, you can always talk to God.
That's right. Yeah, you can do that today.
Always here.
And that gives you hope that you can have that conversation. It's always great to have a conversation with Father Carl Pieber, the International Director of the Miraculous Medal Association. You can check them out in Philadelphia. Go visit the shrine at miraculousmedal.org, miraculousmedal.org. Father Carl, thank you as always.
Good morning, and you have a great day.
Father Carl Pieber, live from Philadelphia. Profit and the common good, are they mutually exclusive? One man says no, and he'll show you how to do that. And then that lesson of humility and the lesson about the saints. Archbishop Lestecky from Milwaukee learned that when he was in the third grade. He'll tell the story in the next half hour, 29 after. This is Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.